Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless the name of the Lord. I pray that you will do just the same. This is your girl, CL Suss, with Mental and Love Notes 101. I thank you for tuning in. I thank you for being a part of the YouTube channel, the podcast, whatever you may be listening from, wherever you may be around the globe. I thank God for you, you, and you. I thank God for just keeping you, hey, just this far. He didn't leave you. And he told us already in his word, I will never leave you nor forsake you, but I will be with you until the end. I am so thankful that God has allowed me to be able to even come on again. Come on live again with you all, the listeners. I don't take it for granted. I thank you, you and you, everyone who have thought it not robbery to join in on Mental and Love Notes, whether you're listening via podcast or whether you're listening from YouTube, I just say thank you. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Thank you for taking the time to hear what the Lord is saying in this very season or in this very hour. I take it not for granted, and I take your time not for granted as well. As I begin to just come before you, I just want to say one thing, and I know we are getting ready to head into 2024, but one of the things that I want you to remember and to understand, and this is something that my husband said the other night in Bible study, he said, you don't have to explain God when you know it's all God. You don't have to explain God when you know it's all God. When it is all God doing for you and your family, the prayers that you have done labor for, the tears that you have done cried, the fasting that you have done, whatever it is, for whatever situation, when you know it's all God, you don't have to explain to no one. You don't have to explain. You don't have to try to remain into the company of people that you want to try to keep, because you know that was my story at one point in time. I always wanted to try to keep this certain amount of company, and I always wanted to try to keep these certain people around me, and I always wanted to try to make sure that I'm in the limelight with them to make sure I'm saying what they want me to say and just do what they wanted me to do. But let me just say this, let me put a pin right there. When it is what God had called me to do, I don't care if no one likes it. I don't care if they don't stand with me. Guess what? That's okay. I'm doing it unto the glory of God. We have to do things unto the glory of God. And when we do it unto the glory of God, that's all. He settles it. So again, we don't have to explain God when we know it's all God. And one of the things that God has been dealing with me in this very season that we're getting ready to enter in, and it's before I even enter into the season, you know, Rosh Hashanah was a time of the Jewish calendar of a new year. So I was already into this moment and into the season. But even in the midst of this, you know, we're getting ready to go into the number numerically 2024. But God is saying in this season, this time, get ready to prepare, make room to store for more. More in 2024. God is getting ready to do more in 2024. Whether it was your heart of hunger or your heart of being thirsty. For the Bible said, they that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. See, some people have not been filled, and some people are not even receiving more. You know why? Because they're not hungry for more. They're not thirsty for more. But God is saying those who are hungry for Him, not hungry for the world, because a lot of people can, man, in this aspect, can gain the whole world and lose his soul. Man, we have seen man gain all the riches and gain all the status and gain all the accolades and gain all the materialistic things. But when this life is over and they have nowhere to lay their head, it's almost called for lost. But God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we ask for them, according to the power that worketh in you and I. Even the winds and the sea, when they begin to obey Jesus, because he spoke a word. My question to you on today, are you speaking a word? Are you speaking something that will cause your situation to change? Are you speaking something according to the word of God that will cause the enemy to even tremble? It's according to your power that worketh in you. According to your power that worketh in you. Even the Bible saying, and it begins to let us know, it's according to your faith. What is your faith doing? What is your faith saying? What is your faith implementing? What is your faith producing? God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent of anything. If he said it, he's going to do it. If he promised you that, guess what? It's going to come to pass. We don't have to explain God when we know it's all God. A lot of people explain stuff that they try to explain why it happened, when it happened, why God told me to do it. No, obedience. One word, obedience. Let obedience move according to the way it need to move. Let obedience do what obedience need to do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. A lot of people want to sacrifice to God and sacrifice this and sacrifice that. Even to the point where Solomon, when he wanted to build the temple, and the man, you know, knew Solomon's dad, so he wanted to give it to him for free. Yeah, favor is good when the time of favor needs to be, but this time, and Solomon said, no, I need to sow. I need to sow a seed. I need to sacrifice something unto the Lord. So we have to know when it is time for the sacrifice, and we have to know when it is time to move in obedience. You have to know when. You have to know when to move, when to do, when to go, when to say, when to be silent. We have to know. We got to move, be adaptable and flexible with Holy Spirit. Be agile enough to move when Holy Spirit say move. Not stay in my ways that I'm going to do it this way and I'm going to do it that way. No, move when God say move. If you want to reap the benefits of obedience, then you have to move when God say move. Do when God say do. A lot of times we find ourselves explaining too much when we don't need to. Because sometimes with God, we don't even understand. I think it was in Jeremiah when he began to say, you know what? I didn't want to talk about the Lord. I didn't want to mention his name. I didn't want to say anything about him. Because after a while, Jeremiah got tired of them folks picking at him and saying all types of stuff to him. But then he was like, you know what? But it's almost like fire shoveled through my bones. I can't stop talking about him. I can't stop loving on them. I can't. It's almost like fire coming out of my mouth. Even when I want to stop, God said, you can't stop. I know what it feels like when I want to stop and God said, no, I need for you to keep going. I know what it feels like for those same people to say, sis, oh, I got your back. But the same one to say, sis, is the same one to cut your back. And I know what it feels like to say, you know, hey, I'm praying for you. And then next time, you know, they praying on you. I know what it feels like. Say you got somebody standing in your corner, but next time you know they over there pulling out and saying everything about you. But in the midst of it all, stand. After you have done all, continue to stand. After you have done all, continue to stand. Because God's going to be glorified if you do according to what he told you to do. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Be still and know that I am God. A lot of times we want to move beforehand, but stand still and know that he is God. And he's going to answer. And his answer is sure. His promise is forever. He is God. And beside him, there is no other. Whatever your heart has been praying in this year, 2023, you stay steadfast on what you've been praying. This year is not over just yet. We still got some time. You still got some time to get whatever seed you need to put in the ground. And sometimes it may be just to sow a seed into somebody's ministry. Sow a seed into somebody's life. Sow a seed. God said, I give seed to the sower. Why? For you to sow. For you to keep building the kingdom. We want people to do for us, but we're not doing for somebody else. Solomon understood he had to build the temple of God first before he even built his temple, his house. What are you doing for the Father? Whatever it is that you have been petitioning God for, make sure your heart is in right alignment and make sure you position just right for God to answer. 2024 is the year or more, but make sure, because it may not be just more financially. It may be more physically. It may be more mentally. It may be more anointing. It may be more fasting. It may be more praying. It may be more seeking God's face. But 2024 is a year of more. What is God telling you to do more of? What is God telling you to do more of? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto thee. When you are seeking God first, he has no choice but to move on your behalf. Stay grounded, stay rooted in the word of God, and watch God move on your behalf. It's not over until God says it's over. All right, peace and love, good people, and I pray that you all have a wonderful weekend and continue to put God first in all things. And ask God to direct your steps in all things. And watch him do the magnificent in your life. All right. Much love.